Wildfire on Arctic tundra can cause permafrost melt from the top down, contributing to landscape slumping known as thermokarst. The U.S. Geological Survey study used airborne technology called LIDAR to collect billions of data points on the landscape surface. The remote sensing equipment uses lasers to build topographical maps. USGS geographer Ben Jones led the fieldwork. The study looked at the area burned by the Anituvik River fire in 2007 that burned 400 square miles. Jones says they didn't study the entire area, but found measurable differences between the studies conducted in the years after the fire.
So we found that basically sometime between the second and the seventh year following the fire, permafrost started to thaw. In a particular ice-rich permafrost started to thaw. And that led to development of thermokarst features or landforms on the landscape.
What happens then because of that thawing? What changes other than the fact that it's thawed?
Yeah, so the roughness of the landscape changes in particular. And development of thermokarst features and landforms are known to impact terrestrial and aquatic ecosystems. They have an influence on hydrology. And then it could also potentially lead to thaw of carbon that was previously stored frozen in permafrost.
The difference that you saw in the 5 years, how great was the change?
I'd say it was particularly surprising how widespread it actually was. When we actually got the data sets, we were able to create these highly detailed topographic models of the landscape and difference them. So within the burned portion of the area that we studied, so that 300 square kilometer area that was within the Anituvik River fire extent, we found that more than 30% of the area had subsided, or we could detect thermokarst development across more than 30% of that study area. One particular feature that was really prevalent in the aftermath of the fire were degrading ice wedges. So these massive ice deposits within the permafrost, and some of those features subsided more than 2 to 3 meters.
So there's like large lumps of ice, and those are moving? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, there's large deposits of ice in the ground, massive ice deposits, and one particular type of massive ice deposit is an ice wedge. And so they form over a periods of thousands of years. The ground will crack in the wintertime, and then snowmelt runoff in the spring will fill the cracks from the winter, and then basically over time you accumulate ice in the ground in roughly a little wedge shape. And so that was one of the most prevalent changes occurring after the fire were basically through degradation of these ice wedge features.
Do you see that maybe the next study will look at the feedbacks or what's next for this research?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. So basically this pretty novel data set that we were able to put together and analyze can feed into ongoing research in the study area, so you can actually assess what the mechanisms were driving this delay or this lag in thermokarst development following the fire, but then also going forward what the future impacts are of not only this tundra fire, but potentially future tundra fires in the Arctic.
Ben Jones is a research geographer with the USGS. The study was published in the latest online edition of Scientific Reports.